Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, Chapter 19. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs Srila Rupa Goswami. This is called Bhakti Lata Bij. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, due to the great crowds in Prayag, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to a place called Dashashvamedha Ghat. It was there that the Lord instructed Srila Rupa Goswami and empowered him in the philosophy of devotional service. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught Srila Rupa Goswami the ultimate limit of the truth about Lord Krishna, the ultimate limit of the truth about devotional service, and the ultimate limit of the truth regarding transcendental mellows, which culminates in conjugal love between Radha and Krishna. Finally, he told Rupa Goswami about the ultimate conclusions of Srimad Bhagavatam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught Rupa Goswami all the conclusions he had heard from Ramananda Rai, and thus duly empowered him so that he could understand them. By entering the heart of Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu empowered him to ascertain properly the conclusions of all these truths. He made him an experienced devotee whose decisions correctly agreed with the verdicts of the disciplic succession. Thus, Srila Rupa Goswami was personally empowered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. For 10 days, Lord Chaitanya stayed at Prayag and instructed Rupa Goswami, empowering him with the necessary potency. Lord Chaitanya then said, my dear Rupa, please listen to me. It is not possible to describe devotional service completely. Therefore, I am just trying to give you a synopsis of the symptoms of devotional service. The ocean of the transcendental mellows of devotional service is so big that no one can estimate its length and breadth. However, just to help you taste it, I am describing but one drop. In this universe, there are limitless living entities within 8,400,000 species, and all are wandering within this universe. The length and breadth of the living entity is described as 1/10,000th part of the tip of a hair. This is the original subtle nature of the living entity. Keshagra Shatabhagasya Shatangsha Sadrashatmakaha Jiva Sukshma Sarupa Yang Sankhyatito Hi Chitkana. If we divide the tip of a hair into 100 parts and then take one of those parts and divide it again into 100 parts, that very fine division is the size of but one of the numberless living entities. They are called chitkana, particles of spirit, not matter. Balagra shatabhagasya shatadha kalpitasya cha bhago jiva savigyaya iti chaha para shuti. If we divide the tip of a hair into 100 parts and then take one part and divide this into another 100 parts, that 10,000th part is the dimension of the living entity. This is the verdict of the chief Vedic mantras. Sukshmanam api yahang jiva. Lord Krishna says, among minute particles, I am the living entity. Aparimita dhruvastano bhritto yadi sarvagatas. Tarahi nashashyateti niyamo dhruva netartartha. Ajinicha yan mayan tad avimucha niyantri bhavet. Samam anujanantam yad amatang mata dushtataya. O Lord, although the living entities who have accepted material bodies are spiritual and unlimited in number, if they were all pervading like you, there would be no question of their being under your control. If they are accepted, however, as particles of the eternally existing spiritual entity, as part of you, who are the supreme spirit whole, we must conclude that they are always under your control. However, if the living entities are simply satisfied with being identical with you as spiritual particles, then they would be happy being controllers of so many things. The conclusion that the living entities and the Supreme Personality of Godhead are totally one and the same is a faulty conclusion. It is not a fact. The unlimited living entities can be divided into two divisions, those that can move and those that cannot move. Among living entities that can move, there are birds, aquatics, and animals. Although the living entities known as human beings are very small in quantity, that division may be still further subdivided, for there are many uncultured human beings like Malechas, Pulindas, Baudhas, and Shabaras. Among human beings, those who are followers of the Vedic principles are considered civilized. Among these, almost half simply give lip service while committing all kinds of sinful activities against these principles. Such people do not care for the regulative principles. Among the followers of Vedic knowledge, most are following the process of fruitive activity and distinguishing between good and bad work. Out of many such sincere fruitive actors, there may be one who is actually wise. Out of many millions of such wise men, one may actually become liberated, mukta. And out of many millions of such liberated persons, a pure devotee of Lord Krishna is very difficult to find. Krishna bhakta nishkam ata eva shanta bhakti mukti siddhikami sakali ashanta. Because a devotee of Lord Krishna is desireless, he is peaceful. Fruitive workers desire material enjoyment. Gyanis desire liberation. And yogis desire material opulence. Therefore, they are all lusty and cannot be peaceful. Muktanam api siddhanam narayana parayana Sudurlabha Prashantatma Kotishvapi Mahamune. O great sage, out of many millions of materially liberated people who are free from ignorance, And out of many millions of siddhas who have nearly attained perfection, there is hardly one pure devotee of Narayan. Only such a devotee is actually completely satisfied and peaceful. Brahmanda Brahmate Kono Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. According to their karma, all living entities are wandering throughout the entire universe. Some of them are being elevated to the upper planetary systems. Some are going down into the lower planetary systems. Out of many millions of wandering living entities, one who is very fortunate gets an opportunity to associate with a bona fide spiritual master by the grace of Krishna. By the mercy of both Krishna and the spiritual master, such a person receives the seed of the creeper of devotional service. When a person receives the seed of devotional service, one should take care of it by becoming a gardener. And sow the seed in one's heart. If one waters the seed, gradually by the process of sravana and kirtana, hearing and chanting, the seed will begin to sprout. As one waters the bhakti lata bij, the seed sprouts and the creeper gradually grows to the point where it penetrates the walls of this universe and goes beyond the Viraja River, which lies between the spiritual and material worlds. The creeper then attains Brahmaloka, the Brahman effulgence, and then, penetrating through that stratum, reaches the spiritual sky and ultimately the spiritual planet Goloka Vrindavan. Being situated in one's heart and being watered by sravana kirtana, hearing and chanting, the bhakti creeper grows more and more. In this way, it attains the shelter of the desire tree of the lotus feet of Krishna, who is eternally situated in the planet known as Goloka Vrindavana, which is located in the topmost region of the spiritual sky. There, in Goloka Vrindavan, the creeper produces the fruit of love for Krishna. And although remaining in the material world, the gardener regularly sprinkles the creeper with the water of hearing and chanting. Yadi Vaishnava Aparadha Utte Hati Mata Upade Vachinde Tara Shukiyaya Pata. If the devotee commits an offense at the feet of a Vaishnava while cultivating the creeper of devotional service in the material world, one's offense is compared to a mad elephant that uproots the creeper and breaks it. In this way, the leaves of the creeper are dried up. The gardener must defend the creeper by fencing it all around so that the powerful elephant of offenses may not enter. Sometimes unwanted creepers, such as creepers of desires for material enjoyment and liberation from the material world, grow alongside with the creeper of devotional service. The varieties of such unwanted creepers are unlimited. Nishidachara kutinati jivahinsa da upashaka gana. Nishida achar, behavior not to be exhibited by a person desiring to become perfect. Kutinati, diplomacy. Jivahinsa, unnecessarily killing animals or the soul. Labha, profit according to material calculations. Puja, adoration achieved by satisfying mundane people. Pratishtha Adi, becoming an important man in material calculations, and so on. Upashaka Gana, all these are unnecessary creepers. Some unnecessary creepers growing with the bhakti creeper are creepers of behavior unacceptable for those trying to attain perfection. Diplomatic behavior, animal killing, mundane profiteering, mundane adoration, mundane importance. All these are unwanted creepers. If one does not distinguish between the bhakti creeper and the other creepers, the sprinkling of water of hearing and chanting is misused because the other creepers are nourished while the bhakti creeper is curtailed. As soon as an intelligent devotee sees an unwanted creeper growing beside the original creeper, he or she must cut it down instantly. Then the real creeper, the bhakti lata, grows nicely, returns home back to Godhead, and seeks shelter under the lotus feet of Krishna. When the fruit of devotional service becomes ripe and falls down, the gardener tastes the fruit and thus takes advantage of the creeper and reaches the desired tree of the lotus feet of Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan Van. There the devotee serves the lotus feet of the Lord, which are compared to a wish-fulfilling tree. With great bliss, one tastes the juice of the fruit of love and becomes eternally happy. To taste the fruit of devotional service in Goloka Vrindavan Van, it is the highest perfection of life. And in the presence of such perfection, the four material perfections, religion, economic development, sense gratification and liberation, become very insignificant achievements. And as long as there is not the slightest fragrance of pure love for Krishna, which is the perfect medicinal herb for controlling Lord Krishna within the heart, the opulences of the material perfections, known as the siddhis, the Brahminical perfections, Satya, Shama, Tatikshva, and so on, the trance of the yogis, and the monistic bliss of Brahman, all seem wonderful for men. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.